Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about one of my new hobbies, climbing. It's the third part in a series of mini podcasts on Parler Anglais about new hobbies. So far I've spoken about swimming, and last week I spoke about learning a new language. Today's all about climbing, but before we look at this new hobby, let's take a look at some vocabulary that I'll be using. And also, if you want to read the transcript of today's podcast, then you can do so by joining the Learn English with Ben fan club. For €5 a month, you'll get access to one episode per week of Parler Anglais and every single episode of my other podcast, Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News. So that's 4 every week. It's not just the transcripts, but you'll get vocabulary and lots of great grammar points as well. So if you want that to accompany these podcasts, then register on my Patreon page. It's patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Okay, so the vocabulary for today's episode. And let's start with a phrase. To be in shape. What does it mean to be, or to keep, or to stay in shape? Next we have a noun. Harness. Harness. And this is related to climbing. H-A-R-N-E-S-S. Harness. Next we have a phrasal verb. Fill in. Fill in. Next, get stuck. What does it mean if you get stuck? Next, another noun. Mat. M-A-T. Mat. And another noun. Landing. L-A-N-D-I-N-G. Landing. Okay, 3 more. Encounter. That's a verb. To encounter. And now a phrasal verb. To give up. To give up. And finally, a verb. Ache. A-C-H. E. Pay particular attention to the spelling and the pronunciation. Ache. So listen very carefully for all of those words. See if you can understand them based on the context. And we'll come back to them at the end to see what they mean and how I use them. Okay, so here is part 3 of starting a new hobby, all about climbing. I'm always looking for new hobbies which can help me stay in shape. Over the years, I've tried football, going to the gym, outdoor running, swimming, and recently, I tried climbing. Not rock climbing, I'm not quite ready for that, but indoor climbing. It's actually called bouldering, a form of free climbing performed without the use of ropes or harnesses. There's a climbing centre quite close to where I live, so with my wife and my 67-year-old mother, I went for an introductory session. Before you start climbing, you have to fill in a form which basically says if you break your legs, it's not their fault. So that's always a reassuring start. But the instructors are well-trained and make sure you know how to climb as safely as possible. The first thing you learn is actually how to fall. If you get stuck up the wall and can't get down, it's often easier to fall. Thankfully, there's a soft mat underneath you, so that helps with the landing. The wall is full of artificial rocks, and they are color-coded to show you which ones are the easiest and which are the most difficult. Obviously, I started with the easiest, but there's still a great sense of accomplishment when you reach the top of the wall. As you try the more difficult ones, you start encountering some issues. Your hand or foot can't reach the next rock, so you start panicking a bit and decide to give up and fall onto the mat below. It probably takes a lot of practice to start climbing up the more challenging routes. The next couple of days, my arms and shoulders were aching quite a lot, but it was worth it. It's a new experience that might turn into a regular hobby. So, have you ever tried climbing? If you're interested, you can see some photos of my climbing experience by going to my Instagram page, which is Learn English with Ben. Okay, so that's what happened when I went climbing, my new hobby, or it could be my new hobby. Let's take a look back at the vocabulary that I mentioned at the start. So the first was in shape, and I actually said to stay in shape. I'm always looking for new hobbies which can help me to stay in shape. To be in shape is to be in good physical condition. So to stay in shape means to remain in good physical condition. Next, harness. So bouldering, that's what I did. It's a form of free climbing performed without the use of ropes or harnesses. And a harness is a piece of equipment with straps and belts used to control or hold a person in place. So very, very important to have a harness if it's dangerous climbing, just in case you fall off the wall. Next, to fill in. I said that before you start climbing, you have to fill in a form. To fill in means to complete a form or to enter information into something. Not only can we say fill in, but we can also say fill out. They mean the same thing. To fill in a form, to fill out a form, it means to complete with information. Okay, next, to get stuck. I said if you get stuck up the wall, it's often easier to fall. So to get stuck means to be trapped, unable to escape. Okay, next is a mat, M-A-T. I said there's a soft mat underneath you, and a mat is a flat piece of material that provides a soft surface. And then the next word was landing, and I said that the mat helps with the landing. The landing is how you land, coming from the air to the ground. Next, to encounter. I was speaking about the different levels of difficulty on the climbing wall. And when you start using the more difficult ones, you start encountering some issues. To encounter means to unexpectedly experience something. Next, to give up. I said that you start panicking with these difficult levels and decide to give up. To give up means to admit defeat. And finally, ache. I explained that the next couple of days after the climbing experience, my arms and shoulders were aching. So this is another word for hurt, but it's more about continuous pain. So to ache means to suffer from continuous pain. And often I explain the difference between hurt and ache as being where the pain is in your body. Usually an ache comes from inside your body, like with muscles, for example. You have a headache, that's inside your body, or a muscle ache, that's inside your body. Whereas pain is more of a general word. You can use pain, for example, if you burn yourself or cut yourself, and that's more the surface rather than inside your body. Okay, so did you understand all of those words? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Remember to sign up to the Patreon page, patreon.com/learnenglishwithben, if you want to read the transcript of today's podcast. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.